We are learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning seven lines from the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. We had a machlokes the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, and the Tanakama. If a shliach tzibur ki moitzi a baki, that means if he's not a baki, he doesn't know how to daven, it's for sure shliach tzibur ki moitzi him. Even though we learned the Gemara before that at any baki, maybe a yachid cannot be moitzi him, and why? The reason is because every person has to daven by himself. Tefillah has to be levak shirachim by himself. But a shliach tzibur is different. Shliach tzibur, it's ki'ilu everyone's davening together. Ki'ilu you're davening also. Every person's davening. So there, it's better. And a ain't a baki, it definitely can be mitzi. The shaila is a baki, a machlekes, or a gemil holds you can be mitzi a baki. Tanakam holds you cannot be mitzi a baki. So who are you passing like? Amar Rav Bar Rechana, Amar Rav Yechanan, moidim chacham or gemil. Rav Yechanan says, Rav Rechana says, b'shem Rav Yechanan, that chacham are moidim to a gemil, and they were chayz of a hoida. That even a baki, a shliach tzibur can be mitzi, even someone who knows how to daven. The Rav argues, Rav Amar Adai Nimachleikas, Tor Machleikas, and then technically we would pass like Rav the Chacham maybe. Shom Rav Chia Berei the Rabba Banachmeni, Rav Chia Berei the Rabba Banachmeni heard this exchange. Also Amar Shmaitzer Kamei Rav Dimi Bachinno, Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Rav, Adai Nimachleikas. So what happens was that Rav Chia said over, B'shem Rav Yechanan, that the Chacham will Moed Teron Gamil. So he said, no, Rav says it's Tor Machleikas. Amle Rav Bachano Nami Al Kamar Ki Amar Rav Yechanan Lo Shmaitza Ifig Lera Shlokish. He says the truth is Rav Bachano, who said this over Shem Rav Yechanan, also agreed that this Rav Yechanan was not muskim. Not everyone agreed to it, because Ki Amar Rav Yechanan Lo Shmaitza Ifig Lera Shlokish for Amar Adai Mechleikus. Shlokish also argued Rav Yechanan and said it's still Mechleikus. So here we have a shaila here: it's still Mechleikus or what the Chacham made it to Rav Gamliel? So it's a Mechleikus. I'm writing about that. Pray the Marakasho Mi Amar Rav Yechanan Hachi. How can you say the Rav Yechanan says that the Chacham will moida to Rav Gamliel? That means we're saying now Rav Yechanan holds the Chacham will moida to Rav Gamliel, and Rav or Rav Shlokish argue. So Kasha, how can Rav Yechanan himself say that Amar Rav Yechanan Tzipira, Amar Rav Yechanan Hilchasa to Rav Gamliel? We paskin like Rav Gamliel. Now, if you say the word Hilchasa, it's mashma Hilchasa Mechala Pligi. It means there's a machlokes here. So how can you say Rav Yechanan says that everyone agrees Hilchasa Mechala Pligi? So Zok the Gemara Teretz Kisolik Rabbi Abba Miami. Rabbi Abba came from the Yam. He came off a ship. Pirshe explained, Moedim Chacham LeRav Gamliel BeBrachos Shel Rosh Hashanah VeShel Yom Kippurim. We'll see soon what the chilik is, but he wanted to say that there's a difference all year round. The Chacham do not agree to Rav Gamliel, and there the Shliach Tzibur cannot be Moitzi Abaki. Masha'in Kain Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. There he could be Moitzi Abaki. VaHalacha Mechlal the Pligi BeBrachos Techal Hashanah. And that he says, Halacha, Mechlal de Pligi, is the rest of the year. So it means when he says, Maidim, he's going on the Brachas of Shalim Kippurim. And that he says, Stol Machlaikis, which means the Chlaikis Rav Gamliel, and the Rabbanon, that's all year round. And still, he happens to be, Rav Yechon's paskening like Rav Gamliel, because he's saying, Halacha Rav Gamliel, that's where there's Machlaikis. Vreitim Marakasha, Eini, Ba'om Rav Chana Tzipira, Om Rav Yechon, Halacha Rav Gamliel, Ba'brachas of Shalim Kippurim. Rabbi Chanan says B'shem Rav Yechanan even more. He says the halacha is like a gamil by brachas Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. Vice versa, they argue there because you have to say halacha and vice versa they argue. So it means they argue even by Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak Man Moedim Rav Meir. Who is Moedim? Not the Chamim, Rav Meir. Halacha Mechal the Pligi is Rabbanan by across the board. So Rav Meir is Moedim by Rosh Hashanah Kippurim at least. The Tainlint and the Braisa. Brachos Rosh Hashanah Kippurim Shliach Tzibur Moitzer Ram Dechavasim the Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that the whole Rav is Yoitza the Brachos of Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, which is the Musaf, the Yoitza with the Shliach Tzibur. V'chamim Oimrim No Keshev Shliach Tzibur Chayv Kein Kach Chol Yochev Yochid Chayv. So upon him, we see Rav Meir is the one who's Moida to Rav Gamliel at least by Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. Chacham argue even there. So basically we have three different sheets that comes out. Rav Gamliel holds across the board he can Maitzei Baki. Rabban holds across the board he cannot be Maitzei Baki. Rav Meir holds as a chilek. Rosh Hashanah Kippurim you can be Maitzei a Baki, someone knows that a daven. And all year round you can't. So what's an afkamina? That's the first question now. Maish Dahani, what's special about Rosh Hashanah Kippurim? Ilem Shum L'Fish Yikroi, because a lot of psukim. So the way Rashi learns is because a lot of psukim also of the Musafim, different psukim of the Musafim. Rashi says there's Rosh Chodesh, there's Musaf Rosh Hashanah, and Malchus Rosh Chodesh. But the psukim also of Amar Rav Chananel Amar Rav Kivin Sheomar V'Saros Kosev Lemer Shuv Ein Tzarich. And the way Rashi learns is it means it's going on the psukim of Musaf, that once you say Nasa v'nakrul fanecha k'mitzvah v'tzenecha k'mitzvah v'tzenecha, he's a little bit different girsa. Once you say that they bring the Musaf, like it says in the Torah, that's enough. You don't have to remember all the psukim. So if you don't have to remember all the psukim, so what's the problem? What's the big deal? You just say, if you don't know all the psukim, just say v'saras chas v'leimar, that you have to bring the carbon. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi says, doesn't want to learn that you don't have to say all the malchus is going to serve all the psukim, because the Mar says before, you have to say 10 psukim. Ain't paichasim asar malchus. You have to say 10 psukim. So don't tell me you don't have to say 10 psukim. That's what Rashi says. Toisvis mizvakayim argirs. And he says, if you start saying psukim, you have to say 10. But if you didn't even start saying the psukim, you could just say v'saras chas v'leimar, and that's enough. B'di'evet. So Akapanim, that can't be the reason why we're having the Shliach Tzibur, because Yaitza. Ella Mishum the Afshi Brachas. The reason is because they're very long brachas and they're very hard to say. And therefore, he holds that Dafka Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, these are very long brachas and people make mistakes. So therefore, we allow the Shliach Tzibur to mitzvah to everyone. So Ramei holds the what? They're a Baki. Baki means they know how to learn psukim, they know how to learn the davening. They're a Baki, they can read, they can learn, but still, this is very long brachas. It's possible to make a mistake. So therefore, we allow the Shliach Tzibur to do it. Like Rashi says, Sharing Kantesha Varuchais, there's nine very long, umitais, and they make mistakes. They ain't a called Bakim Bam. And I was a Baki, but that, not the level of ain't a Baki, it's still called a Baki, but he's a person who's a Baki. Just the harder to learn and the harder to do. So the Maravaita, Gufa, Amrav Chanalam Arab, Kivin Shomar Vesaros Chakos of Lamer, Shuvayin Tzarech, which Rashi learns is going on the Musafim. Once you say those words, Yaitza, and according to Taisis, it means all the Psukamachis, Sukhanis, and Shaifres, Sava Minei, they thought, Hanimil B'Yachid, maybe only a Yachid is Yaitza B'Di'epid, Avot Tzibur Tzibur Loy, but a Shliach Tzibur, maybe, he's not Yaitza B'Di'epid. Now, why would you think such a thing? So I saw a Pshat, because when you hire a Shliach Tzibur, or you send him to Davin, he's your Shliach. When you send a shliach got to do a perfect job. He can't do a half a job. Mr. Yidam means he can do a half a job. A shliach got to do a perfect job. I hire you to do a good job. That was the havminah that the eved does not work with tzibah. But itma amarav in shuvah levi echad yachid veechad tzibah kivin shomav v'serosh chakos v'leimor shuvah neitzarech you are yoytze. And legabi musaf, we talk a pasuk that legabi musaf. You just say nasa v'naka v'lefanecha mitzvah tzenecha, but the eved you talk a yoitza the mitzvah of saying the psukim of musaf lemaisa. If you just say that yoitza, but Rashi holds that does not help for the 10 psukim. But kaponim, this much it will help that for the psukim of the musafim, it will help to be yoitza. Yeah, zok to gemara vayta. Omarab Lazar. La Oilam Yisada Odom Tfilosoi Vachyaspal. A person always is Mechuyev to Mesada's Tfilos and then Davin. Omar Rabbi Abba Mistabra Milsa Rabbi Lazar Bebrachash Roshana Vishakapurim. Dafka Roshana Vishakapurim Vishal Prokim, which is Rashi says Yom Toivim, then you have to be Mesada Tfila. Of the Choshar Aloy, all year round not. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. That you have to Mesada, any Tfilos that are not regular, you have to be Mesada. What are examples? More examples. The Mishnah breaks down Yalav Yovai and Bimei Matasyo. You also have to appear first. So, Dr. Ramah, that if you daven from a siddur, then you don't have to appear. That's what Ramah says. So, it comes out from here that you have to daven from a siddur, Yalav Yovai and Bimei Matasyo. You have to daven from a siddur because you have to appear. It's a lot of appearing. It says siddur works. So, that's what come out. This is a Shari Tshuva that amazes Yalav Yovai. People know already. But upon him, definitely Bimei Matasyo, and everyone knows it's a chiv to daven from a siddur. Those things, because unless you masada them first, either masada or either you prepare before or you have to read it from a siddur. So, the Gemara of the Kol Shana Loi, Eini v'har Rav Yehuda masada tzloisa matzli. Rav Yehuda used to prepare his every Shemoneh Esrei daven. And for the Gemara, interesting thing, Rav Yehuda only daven 1 to 30 days. Shana Rav Yehuda, kiven them tzlos yerim and have a matzli kiprakam dami. He only daven once every 30 days. Why? He's a Rashi. With tzlos and tzlos, he mechazet tamud because of yerim. He learned chazet all his limud every 30 days. And they speak out. The Maseres Hashav speaks out since he was teirasei umnasei. Like we find in Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, where Rav Yechim and Zakeh there, that Tarasa Yom Nosai, since it's Tarasa Yom Nosai, he had a Ptor, he didn't have to daven, he only davened once every 30 days. But the interesting thing Rashi says is, he chazed all his limud every 30 days. See how important the chazar is. He wasn't learning the whole thing, he said it. He chazed every 30 days. He chazed all his limud every 30 days, and even though you would think he knew it after like 6 times 30 days, he probably knew it, but then, no. Every 30 days, he learned, he chazed over his whole limud. And you see here, the importance of chazar. Omrav Acha Bar Aviru, Omrav Shimon Chasida, Poito Hoy Rav Gamil, Fila Am Shiva Sodas. Rav Shimon says that Pasha Pshat means that even if the people are in the Sadois, they are Yotza with the Shliach Tzibur, even though they're not here. Freik the Gemara, V'loy M'boy Yehani D'kayim V'hacha, Adarabba, Hayni Salayonisi. It's mashma that he for sure, Rav Shimon Chasida says that Rigmil was part of Amshav Sadois, and Pasha people who are here. But some more, no, they're better, because they are honest. Hani Loyanisi. Those people who are in the shul are not honest. They could daven. So we teach the Gemara means they can't come to the shul and you might see them. Masha Inkein, the people in the shul, since they are here, they have to be yotze themselves because they're not oynis. They're not oynis. Akaponim, we'll see that Rashi may have different girsa. The Tani Abba, the Gemara changes. We'll see back in tomorrow. Adrav, Hani Salanisi. The Tani Abba Breid Rav Miyam Rachia. Am Shachere Kahanim Einoim Bechlal Bracha. The Am that stands behind Kahanim, they're in the shul, but they stand behind the Kahanim, Shas Birkas Kahanim, they're not Bechal Birkas Kahanim. But people in the Sadis are part of it, because they're Anisi. People, the whole city are Yotze with Birkas Kahanim, they get the Bracha of Birkas Kahanim. But if you're in the shul and you stand behind them, you're not Yotze. So what's Pshat? Huh? Exactly. Advise you don't want it. So what's Pshat back over here? Eliki also, Rav and Amrav Yaakov, Eidi, Amrav Shimon Chassid, Delei Potter Agamil Am Shiva Sadis. Fakert. He only potters people with Sadis who are Oynis, my time Shim Danisim Alacha, Ava Be'ir Loi, but not in the city. So again, if he won Gers and Taisvis Pshat is that the people in the city who are there, you can't be Moitz to them. People are Am Shiva Sadis, they're in the Sadis, you can be Moitz to them. But Rashi learns a little different. Rashi learns a Vad that you have to be in the Shul in order to be Yaitza. The order to be Yaitza. But there's a difference. Am Shiva Sadas don't have time to prepare the tefillah. Mashiach Inkin, the people in the ear, have time to prepare the tefillah, and therefore they're not called the Oynis. So it come out of Lachal Ma'isel, feed this Rashi, and Taisa also brings the Pshat, that even the fear of Gamil holds you, might see a Baki, that's only if the Baki was an Oynis, he didn't have time to prepare. But if he had time to prepare, then he can't be Maitse Baki. And therefore the Magen Avraham brings down Lachal Ma'isel, you should not be Yaitza with the Shliach Tzibur, even a Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. Why? Because you have time to prepare. Unless you're Oynis, then maybe you can be Yaitza. So then it won't be a case of Oynis. If a guy is sick and he can't daven and he couldn't prepare, then maybe you can be Shliach Tzibur can Maitse in Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. Well, Ma'isel, the Magen Avraham is another side. So since you have to be, say Piyutim, Milch, Rosh Hashanah, say all the Piyutim, if you're not going to follow along with the Piyutim perfectly, it's going to be a Hefsik, you're not going to listen well, you're not going to be Yaitza. And therefore he says it's very not a good idea to ever be Yotza the davening with the Shliach Tzibur. And that's how we pass. You should not be Yotza usually with Shliach Tzibur. Hadir Aloch, Yontiv, the Perakim Yontiv, Eslik Elom, Sechaz Rosh Hashanah, Mazel Tov.